So it's the Australian leading in the last lap of the Olympic final. Carrere sits second, Amos third, Dobek behind them, Rotich is fifth, and then Tuwal and Ben and Murphy with a lot to do at the back. Bowl holding for the moment. The pressure's about to come on. Who strikes first? Carrere. Not sure how well Rotich is going. He's back in sixth place. Can Bowl hang on? Carrere's at him now. Peter's got to hold his ground here. Amos is coming with a run. 150 to go. Carrere's taken the lead. Bowl not done with yet. Dobek coming. They're starting to sweep home at the back now. Carrere in front. Rotich very, very late. Kenya go one and two. Poland three, Australia four. He gave himself every shot.
I put myself in every chance. I think the only thing I regret is the last 100 tidying up a little bit. Other than that, we came here to win, and that's what I did. I tried to win it. We came short, but we're in the Olympic final, and there's more to come. I'd be lying if I said I'm pretty happy right now. The goal was to win, so we still have to reflect up on that. But at the same time, I think today, I didn't know if I was going to win, but I knew one thing for certain, that the whole Australia was watching, and that carried me on, so I love that part about it.
We lived every emotion at the track last night. Peter Bowl and Jen Gregson. Ryan's with me for Tyre Power, Canstar Blues first place getter award winner for service. Again, we're due at the beach volleyball shortly, but just let's take a couple of minutes here, Ryan. The run of Peter Bowl, the whole nation was with him, that's for sure, as he led them for home. How do you reflect upon what we saw?
He was amazing. He, you know, the biggest stage of his life, all three rounds really, heat, semi and final, he rose to the occasion and ran beautifully in all three rounds. So when I looked at the field before the final, my concern was that there was just going to be no pace in the race. There was no natural front runner in the race other than probably Pete, but I knew then I knew also Pete wasn't going to want to lead from the start. He likes, you know, just sitting second and doing something late, which is what he was able to do in the heat and semi when he was so good and ran so fast. But everyone else in the field was more people who just like to sit in, almost back marker like. So and the race went out that way. It was 53.8 opening lap, and that was after Pete kind of interjected himself to kind of get some pace in the race. So considering how slow it was early and the fact that Pete had to get out and off a really slow pace start driving for home a long way out, that wasn't the way that would best suit him. He to hold on for fourth, it was incredible.
It was every bit of that. The men's 200 metres, what a build-up this had. It wasn't to be with Knighton just yet as a 17-year-old. It was to be for De Graas, who gets what he's always dreamed of as the understudy to Usain Bolt.
It's just so deserved. A guy who has been, you know, two medals in Rio, but not a gold. Bronze in the 100 a few days ago. You know, always the bridesmaid, never the bride, and finally to get his Olympic gold. And people will say, oh yeah, but there's no Usain Bolt, but you know, Usain Bolt can't run forever.
No.
You know, people do need to win after him. But depth wise, I think there was five guys under 20 seconds, which I think Bruce said last night that's the first time that's ever happened. So De Graas has won a race, one Olympic final that's, you know, had the most depth in the history of the event. So an incredible run, and I'm sure on a personal note, a Canadian with Americans second, third and fourth would be very good for all of Canada.
The 1500 semis for the men's tonight, you'll be on air for that. The women's semis we saw last night, so Jess Hull and Lyndon Hall both into the final, and in Hull's case, a national record along the way. It was a great achievement for both of them.
Now, these girls are seriously good. Our 1500 stocks, men's and women, are seriously good. So we got obviously two in the final in the women's. I think, you know, we've got a really good chance at two in the final of the men tonight. But the fact that Jess broke the Australian record, I probably don't think that the girls hold the national record too dearly because, you know, it was Sarah Jamieson's for a long time, and then it was Jess's, then it was Linden's, now it's Jess's again, like that, you know, that might happen for the next couple of years. Yeah. So the fact that, the reason why they're lowering it is of course because of their rivalry and their competition. So they'd be so thankful for that, that they're both pushing each other to new heights, and to get two in the final, incredible. And getting a medal will be really tough because some of the, I think Hassan, who from the Netherlands, who's trying to go for the triple in the 15, 5 and 10, she's going to be very hard. Faith Kipyegon, the defending Olympic champion, but who knows? I definitely think both girls can finish in the top eight. And I don't think they'll be too far away from a bronze medal.
So great prospects. Ryan, we're going to let you get some sleep. And we'll have you on air tonight around those 1500 semis in particular. How are you doing? You doing okay?
Yeah, look, it was obviously tough yesterday, but sometimes I think I'm a little too in, you know, emotional situations. I start probably a bit too practical. I start thinking about surgery and where you're going to do it and comeback time frames and the new timeline, because it's so important to, of course, to dwell, but in sport, it's so important to move on and reset, even just for, you know, your mental health, to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It won't be all doom and gloom. There are silver linings to most situations in life. So, we'll work through it together, and it'll be a tough few days, but yeah, we'll be able to move forward.
It's a lot to share. So thanks for doing that with us, Ryan, and we'll hear you again tonight.
Of course, Jared. Thanks for having us.
Good on you. Ryan Gregson for Tyre Power, winning service, winning prices. One other from the main stadium, Ashley Maloney. So 3,647 points in the decathlon. He's still in second place. Damien Warner of Canada, 3,788. So the 21-year-old Australian is making a bold showing. We're due at the beach volleyball semi-final, Australia versus Latvia. Coming up next, this day session for Tyre Power, your trusted tyre experts.